Los Angeles police look for suspects after series of 7-Eleven stores robbed overnight. Police are searching for suspects after at least four Los Angeles 7-Eleven convenience stores were robbed overnight on January 11 and 12. As you can imagine, detectives have their hands full, Los Angeles Police Department Officer Drake Madison told the Epoch Times. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video and going over the evidence collected after suspects took cash, candy, and lottery tickets during the robberies. Police have not yet arrested anyone connected to the crimes, according to Mr. Madison. Beginning at about 9:45 p.m. Thursday, two suspects entered a 7-Eleven at the corner of Franklin and North Vermont Avenues in the Los Feliz area of Los Angeles. The suspects used a handgun in the robbery and took cigarettes before leaving in a black Kia sedan, Mr. Madison said. At another location just after 10 p.m. Thursday, four suspects robbed the 7-Eleven at South Burlington Avenue and West Olympic Boulevard, just west of downtown Los Angeles. The suspects, described as an 18-year-old male, a 12-year-old male, and two 17-year-old females, left with about $300 in candy, according to Mr. Madison. The suspects also left in a black Kia sedan, he added. Then at 1 a.m. Friday, four suspects robbed a 7-Eleven store at the 500 block of West El Segundo Boulevard, in South Los Angeles, and took currency, lottery tickets, and other miscellaneous items, according to authorities. The suspects were described as two males and two females. At 1:30 a.m., a robbery occurred at a 7-Eleven store at West Adams Boulevard and South Normandy Avenue in the city's West Adams district. The suspects were described as four or five Hispanics of unknown age who fled in a white Kia sedan, according to reports.